part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's a Saturday night.
Are you sure?
I'm Stephen Baldwin. Am I sure? Not exactly.
It's funny because the first hour you're all like, it's Saturday night. And the second hour you're like, it's Saturday night.
That's good. I got a bowl full of Chinese dumplings.
I ate sour dumplings and stunk up the studio.
They were good.
You made the entire... do I speak for everybody in the room that Stephen's dumplings were stinky? Okay, yes. Everybody said yes, so...
I love when Jackie laughs at the weirdest things.
Yeah. Well, you and your stinky dumplings.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's Baldwin, I'm McCullough, and we're here every Saturday night. We like to have a laugh or two. But we are curious tonight, curiouser and curiouser, as Stephen would say. Would you get off the phone?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to throw it against the wall. If you text people during the show, I'm going to throw it against the wall. So, because I'm trying to help you set up your topic.
Sure.
So you do it.
Charles Krautheimer.
Yes.
And we can play the clip in a second.
Got it ready.
Talks about how because the Constitution written 235 years ago, and because of progress and interpretation, maybe the purpose of the Supreme Court is to help us interpret that document now, because maybe its application now isn't the same now as it was back then.
And I think this is kind of the big divide in how the people view the courts and how they view the laws that the courts rule on, because there are people that generally tend to be left of center in their viewpoint that say, oh, we'll use the courts to get what we want.
Right, instead and they do.
Instead of saying, let's introduce a bill. See, let me give you a perfect example. And he cites gay marriage in the clip, and we will play that. But they've had laws that activists have tried to pass in states to get the laws changed to reflect a marriage definition other than what the states already had. And in every one of those states, it got voted down. Just
right.
I mean, it was like, it wasn't even a contest. It was like, you'll never convince the majority of the people to go along with it. So the progressives said, well, why should we have to have majority approval of it?
Right.
Let's just work our sneaky little back doorway. And so they started filing lawsuit after lawsuit, claiming discrimination after discrimination, doing all this stuff. And now we've got, you know, cases making their ways to the court that, you know, DOMA was overturned. Prop 8 was sent back to the lower courts in California. And people are going, what good does it do to even pass laws?
Mm-hmm.
The courts are just going to do whatever they want to do anyway. And depending on which court you go to, that's largely true. The Ninth Circuit in California, most overturned court in the country, but they consistently go, nah, I don't care what the Constitution says. We think, and they start writing whatever it is that they think the law should be. Why do you elect legislators? Save the money. Don't even pay the guys. Just write letters to the court. Court, do you think we can have like free M&M Fridays every third week of the month? Because I think that the Hershey Company should just give us those things, or the M&M's, the Mars Company should just give us those for free. I don't think they have a right to make money off my M&M's on Fridays. And if a court said yes, it would be law.
Right. But you just said what is most interesting to me. You said in those certain court cases that those courts say, we don't care what the Constitution says. And
or any law.
And in this clip, we should play the clip and then we'll come right back.
Okay, here's Krautheimer.
On the next gay marriage case in the Supreme Court, they will nationalize gay marriage.
Correct.
Is that what the Constitution compels them to do? There's no such thing as compulsion. You have a constitution. It's not clear how it applies 235 years after it's written.
Not clear.
There are a lot of things they couldn't. That's why you have a Supreme Court. If there were obvious interpretations of everything in the document, you wouldn't need a Supreme Court. All you'd need is an English professor who would explain the language.
So the Second Amendment's not clear. Congress shall make no law that shall infringe the right to own guns. First Amendment's not clear. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion. This isn't clear? What's unclear? 237 years later.
But that's the point that made me kind of just wonder even why a guy like Krautheimer would suggest something like that, because it's making me say, in his interpretation, you know, it's a nice old document that meant well back then for a couple of basic general good thoughts and ideas, but, well, it's 235 years ago.
Right.
So, and then he goes on to say that, and that's why we have the Supreme Court, is for them to interpret for us
how, well, that's true.
How it applies.
And that's the only thing that the Supreme Court decides. Is a law constitutional or is it not constitutional? That's all that the court does.
In their opinion, based on their interpretation
right.
of the Constitution.
How they view the, obviously.
That's my point.
And Elena Kagan sees the Constitution very differently than Justice Scalito.
Right.
I mean, it's just the way it is.
So, but the question tonight.
And our local liberal, our little lady progressive, our lovely little Jackie said, if it's such a perfect document, why are there amendments? And, Jackie, I might just add, that's what makes the Constitution perfect. Because they said in the document, if you need to adjust this document, here's the very restricted, limited prescription of how you can go about doing it. You have to have two-thirds of the state legislatures. You have to have the federal government, which bill's got to get through the House and the Senate, and the president has to sign it. And two-thirds of the state legislatures to alter the Constitution.
Right.
Do you know how inclusive that is? To get two-thirds of the United States to agree on something and to have that wide of a reach of people saying, yeah, we all agree that that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, in the 23 amendments, more often than not, it wasn't just the barely two-thirds of state legislatures. It was always closer to seven-tenths or eight-tenths or nine-tenths mm-hmm. of the, because the nation felt like, you know, the eradication of slavery, for example. We had to do something. That was a moral outrage. It had to be adjusted. So we guaranteed that freedom in that way. So it is a perfect document from the standpoint that the founders said, look, these core principles are going to be what we build this country on.
And are timeless.
And are timeless. But if there's something in the stuff that we didn't get exactly right,
minutia,
here's how you can go about adjusting it. And that's why in over 200 years, we've only altered it 23 times.
That's amazing, actually.
That's Stephen makes 23 alterations to his grocery bill each week.
Day. I'm buying groceries every day. Sorry, Danny Johnson.
There you go. 888-340-3373. Let's go to line two. Eric is on hold from SiriusXM, and he's been very patient. Eric, thank you for your patience. You're on with Stevie B in KMC. Hi.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well.
Good. How you doing?
Look, y'all just touched on this that's very, very important. And you were talking about how the Constitution can be amended and stuff like that. The Constitution is a measuring stick. It's a standard by which laws are measured up against. Krauthammer was just wrong because the Supreme Court does not interpret the Constitution. It interprets whether the law applies to the Constitution or not. In striking down DOMA, which surprisingly I agree with, the reasoning behind that is the federal government in the Constitution does not have the power to say who's allowed to get married. The Constitution...
Yeah, but Eric, let me ask you this. Don't you think that the Constitution... It is constitutional to believe that you can't make Ohio accept Philadelphia's laws on what marriage are? I mean, that's what DOMA primarily did. It separated the powers of the state so that you couldn't subject one state to another state's will.
Well, and that clause in DOMA was allowed to stand. The federal regulation of marriage is where we're off. I mean, the Constitution is a list, a checklist, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is what you can do. This is what you can't do.
Right.
And anything that we haven't explicitly said that you can do goes back to the state.
Yep, it's all left to the states. Except we found some way though there, Eric, and somehow to say that we had the right to kill unborn children. That somehow that was enumerated in the Constitution.
Yes, well, this has been going on for 50 or 55 years, and it's short memory and short-sightedness that is affecting us ever since, actually, the Roe v. Wade case. There has been this living, breathing, evolving
right
philosophy. And look, if we want abortion, put an amendment in there.
Yeah,
nationally.
Yeah.
You know, if California wants to...
Eric, I hear you. We're up against a break. Stay with us. Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. efoodsdirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Charles Krauthammer said this week.
On the next gay marriage case in the Supreme Court, they will nationalize gay marriage.
Correct.
Is that what the Constitution compels them to do?
There's no such thing as compulsion. You have a constitution. It's not clear how it applies 235 years after it's written. There are a lot of things they couldn't. That's why you have a Supreme Court. If there were obvious interpretations of everything in the document, you wouldn't need a Supreme Court. All you'd need is an English professor who would explain the language.
That's kind of think what I think we should go be going back to. Bring in an English professor, explain what the words mean, and then go from there. Anyway, it's Baldwin McCullough. Glad you're with us on this Saturday night. Eric, before the break, we were talking with you from Roswell, New Mexico. And again, thanks for your patience listening on Sirius XM tonight. And I felt like you just had a couple of other points you wanted to get out before we were done with you.
Yeah, guys. It is my belief in what I try to do. I blog about this quite regularly.
Okay, free plug. What's your blog?
Well, it's more of a personal blog.
Okay, fine.
cool, bro.
We as Christians, I believe that the Constitution is inspired, and I use the word inspired from the Bible in the book of Timothy, God breathed. I believe that the founders and the formulators of the Constitution were under divine inspiration when they wrote it, and I believe that we should be seeking our truth for our government and educating ourselves as Christians as to what the Constitution means. And what it means is there's just certain things the government can't do.
No, I like that, Eric.
And if they are doing those things, then we need to look at, I understand that it's hard to get a Christian base in Washington, D.C., but where is the senator that says, if you don't like this, talk to your local representatives. Talk to your state legislatures. Because the states have the power to stop some of this stuff.
I just don't think they're going to, Eric. I think, and thanks for the call.
Thanks, Eric.
See, everything you said I agree with. And I think the Constitution does limit our government. And I think that it's supposed to be a limited government. I just think we're toast. I think the ship has sailed. It is too far gone. I'm not as optimistic as I used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're becoming a different kind of country.
Yeah.
In the last 6 years. Jerry in Kansas City, Sirius XM listener, thanks for your patience. You're up next with Baldwin and McCullough, 888-340-3373. If you're listening and you want to jump in, is the Constitution too old? Krauthammer says, written 235 years ago, got to have current interpretations of it now to make sense. Do you agree or disagree? 888-340-3373. Jerry, you're up next.
Okay. Am I on?
You are. Go right ahead.
Okay. Listen, I've been listening to your people been talking, and there was one gentleman that called in that kind of tweaked my imagination a little bit. You've heard the term educated idiot?
We have now.
Okay. What we have with all our colleges were started by Christian institutions. Our founding fathers drafted the Constitution probably by some inspiration from God, because most of them were godly men. And today, people are trying to walk away from God, trying to turn away from God. So, you know, effectively, they're turning away from the very instrument of our country is built on. Now, as far as interpretation, I don't think we need interpretation. I was taught by my father, 2 years old, when he said no by the palm of his hand, he meant no. Right on my bare bottom. Okay?
No, you can't do that anymore now, can you?
No, you can't in most states. Just not the one you live in, Stephen. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right on that, Jerry.
Okay, number one, we have too many people that are getting education for free. One, they go to school. They do not study a specific subject. They come out of school. They take language education, everything. Then they jump in with somebody that wants something, and just like that gentleman. For a long time, he couldn't even make a point. He was trying to fumble for the right words.
You're talking about axiom this and axiom that guy.
Yes, yes. He was fumbling for the words.
Stephen's favorite caller of the night so far.
On your show. And we have a president, and I've had other presidents, it's not just this one, using executive powers, which a limited point he does have. But if our bodies of the legislature and congressional people would stand up, they wouldn't allow it. Because, number one, it's not constitutional. The Supreme Court is not supposed to make laws, and they have been for 50 years. Until we get a handle on the overreaching and the complete ignoring and misusing of the Constitution rather than an interpretation, they want to confuse the situation. The Founding Fathers wrote it to where it could be used throughout eternity. And the problem is, people want to change it, but they can't, so they'll try to use some other resource, which they have been, the Supreme Court.
Right.
And I get angry when I hear people, boo, 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 that they don't know what they're talking about when they try to talk about something. If they don't know what they're trying to say, shut up till they learn it, then talk about it. If they don't want the Constitution, speak up, I don't want it. And here's the thing. Our Constitution was written so our country could be built. It is. It has been built. It has fallen down a few times. Right now it's fallen down. And I'm not sure just how far, but if we do not go hand in hand together to our elected officials and say, look, this is what the Constitution says. This is what we're supposed to do. There's no need for interpretation. When it says, you can't do this, you shouldn't do that, it's as simple as that. I mean, how can you interpret that? Age does not matter. You shouldn't do it, period. No means no. Yes means yes.
I got you. I'm with you, Jerry. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Simple definitions of basic meanings of words. I'm all in favor of that. That might make me anti-intellectual in some circles.
That's fine.
I'm discredited, and because
we get along better.
I don't give options for, you know, multiple tens of thousands of different meanings of whatever. You know, the president actually, this is what he got paid to do before he was president. Law professors are trained from an early age to, well, for instance, this. Lovely plastic dinosaur I'm holding up here. They're trained to look at it from this side and to think about it from that perspective, and then to look at it from this side and then to explain to you, and there is no right or wrong side to it. They're trained to see every angle of everything that is done and to never form an opinion about what is right or wrong. The Constitution is not like that. I'm Kevin McCullough. He's Stephen Baldwin. We're coming right back. Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Stay with us.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and cost less. Go to alli-c.com, spelled alli-c.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at alli-c.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
.com.
So Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. The number is 888-340-3373. A lot of great calls tonight.
And we appreciate every one of them.
And I don't know, Kev. I believe in tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm one of these guys nowadays that could sit around and talk to, like, older folks. I love hearing stories from older folks about...
Didn't feel that way when you were shooting the Biodome?
You got that right. When I was on the skateboard and...
Old people. What do I got to talk to old
Paulie Shore about? Was behind the wheel of a golf cart, towing me at 30 miles an hour.
That's a little nutty.
But, you know,
good.
I think we need to get back to some of the old ways.
Yeah.
But you think it's too late.
I my sense is that the damage that's been done
is irreversible
to the Constitution so far is really bad. And the biggest problem isn't so we've had bad actors try to change things in the past. The problem is
take it easy.
He's talked about 54% of the population into doing whatever he just says.
Right.
So, like, how do you fix that? Like, it's one thing if you have a bad actor that's, like, in control.
So you mean, like, the president.
And you have, like, the population.
But he's a brilliant actor.
Hold him accountable. But this guy, nobody holds him accountable.
This is Barack O'Brando is what this guy is.
Speaking,
guy's better than Brando.
Speaking of good news, real quickly about one of our best clients. An independent research study from Harris Interactive has ranked eHarmony first in the highest number of marriages, first in the most satisfied marriages, and first in the most enduring marriages.
Hmm.
eHarmony.com uses a scientific approach to matching compatible singles using the 29 dimensions of compatibility developed by Dr. Neil Clark Warren. And we appreciate eHarmony.com sponsoring Baldwin McCullough live every Sunday night.
Absolutely.
From New York. All right, more of your calls, 888-340-3373. Let's go to a TV viewer who's been patient for us, Stephen. Where in Texas are you at, Stephen?
Yes, I'm here. How you doing?
Good. What part of Texas are you in?
Rowlett, Texas.
All right. I know exactly where Rowlett is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, since I'm wholeheartedly in love with Jesus Christ, I completely believe our Constitution is based on, you know, like precepts. But since it's supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people of the United States got to ask themselves, do they want God's favor? Yes or no? If they want to accept these righteous precepts, they're going to seek after, you know, God's retribution. If they want to stay with them, they're going to get his favor. So that's where I stand. I believe we need to go back to these original intents. You know, freedom of religion is so important. And we need to seek after God as a nation.
Stephen, it's so interesting that you're saying this because I write a syndicated column, and tonight at midnight on townhall.com, the one that's coming out tomorrow, talks about a coming conflict that I think is unavoidable. You have, this is Pride Month right now, right? And you've got all these demonstrations going on in all these cities. And yesterday in Seattle, there was this melee of gay activists that attacked these two kids that were just there doing street evangelism in the park. And went off on them. One of them was just holding a sign. Didn't say anything about homosexuality. Didn't say anything. Just said something about Jesus and whatever. And they literally attacked them. Started beating them. I mean, giving them the whole thing. And here's the problem. Our courts are going to say, long term, that if you discriminate against people that engage in homosexual behavior, that you're in some way violating their constitutional rights. But your constitutional rights to have, for instance, a church that believes a theology that says sexual behavior is to be designed and limited by God through the word of the scriptures is not going to be allowed to happen.
Right.
So you're going to have gay people apply for pastoral jobs, youth pastor, kids ministry director, you know, associate pastor, whatever. The church is going to deny them the job because they say, no, you're not living the life that we hold to in our own doctrine as a private organization. They're going to take them to court and sue them under the Employment Non-Discrimination Act that's coming back to Congress, and they're going to lose. And the church is going to lose, and then it's going to be the end of the kind of the freedom for religion in America. And I think at that point in time, when you say you're a believer in Jesus Christ, it's going to mean something because you're not getting a free pass on anything anymore.
Then your feet will be held to the fire a little bit.
Stephen, did you have something you wanted to add?
Yeah, you know, I've been in like isolated preparation for 10 years, and God's going to begin my ministry soon. And I had made a choice. I cry over this nation. I weep real tears. And I realized for me to make a difference, for God to be able to work for me to restore morality and righteousness back to the United States, I have to be willing, like George Washington was, to give up my life for what I believe. And I came to that conclusion. And if other Christians will get to the point where they realize this is not our home. Our home is with God Almighty. But God loves his creation. He wants us to be with him forever. He wants the harvest to be multiplied.
We want peace too, Stephen. And thank you for the call. We're short on time. Thank you for your patience as well. Yeah, we want that peace too. I don't know Christians that want to go out and beat up gays. I mean, like, but that's the thing. We got to be able to tolerate and to be able to have discussion without it, you know, devolving into a melee.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse.
is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Tell him Kevin McCullough sent you.
If you're watching by way of television, the street's very busy in New York. Just outside the Extreme Media Studios, you see a live shot of folks walking around the square there. And, man, is it a warm one. But we're glad that you're with us, whether you're with us by television or radio. And, by the way, the UAN TV people have informed us that they are launching a channel here in New York soon. So if you're a faithful Baldwin McCullough listener on AM 970, you're going to soon be able to turn on the video on the UAN television channel. I think it's going to be channel 17 in the New York City area, and watch it. Just watch the video, and then listen, of course, on AM 970. Get both of our distributors here happy, watching one, listening to the other. But for those of you 11 million plus that have the UAN in your TV homes in Texas, thank you for inviting us in on this Saturday night. We are glad that you're with us. He's Stephen Baldwin, and I'm Kevin McCullough, and we've been talking about the Constitution tonight. And, Stephen, it's been an interesting discussion. Let's go right back to the phones and talk to Line 2, Darlene, calling from Texas, watching on the UAN tonight. Hi, Darlene. Welcome.
How you doing? This is Darlene. I just flipped out on and caught you by surprise.
Well, we're very glad to have you.
Yes, I just wanted to say that our country was built on the Constitution, and it is not too old because it is the foundation. The Word of God teaches us that if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And I always have a saying, if good men do nothing, wicked men will rule.
Yep.
So, you know, and then, you know, I just have to say, you know, I give God the glory, praise, and honor, but it is not too old. It is relevant. But what's happening in our nation, we got the Supreme Court judges playing God. Hmm. And after they play God for a little while, the true and living God will show up. But another thing I wanted to say.
Okay.
All people have rights. But when your right is friend is mine as a Christian, that's not a right. That's not a right. Now, they saying don't attack the gay people. I don't do that. But St. John 3rd chapter teaches us, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He cannot see the kingdom of God.
Well, what's that's interesting, Darlene, is when this story came out. What's interesting is when this story came out this weekend, and thank you for your call. I started talking about it on the Facebook page. Mm-hmm. People were like, oh, come on, it's not like Christians don't, you know, beat up gay people. And I'm like, really? Go find me a place this weekend, anytime recently, where you've got, you know, born-again Christians going to churches, being active in, you know, worship of the living God, that are involved in melees, going out attacking people. And let's keep the analogy as strict as possible. Okay, so you have these two Christian kids going out to the gay pride parade and sharing the gospel there. They get beat up there. The equivalent would be to have two gay folks come to a Christian church on a Sunday morning and see what happens to them. Not even comparable.
Right.
Not even comparable. But, you know, there have been some people that have said some ugly things, the Westboro Church and some other, and I don't consider them part of Christianity. Nobody does. But the truth is, we are in a deceived world and a deceived time and a deceived land and a deceived nation under deceived leadership.
Second Thessalonians.
And that deception, I don't see in human capacity, barring intervention from God Almighty coming through and going, see the light, everybody. I just don't think that it's going to change. I think we're just going to keep heading down the same road we're on. It's just going to get worse until what Darlene said is true. Because when the God of truth does show up, it's going to be stuff.
Who else we got?
Wherever you want to go.
Let's go to Luann. Is it Luann?
Yeah. Line 1?
Line 1, Luann. Yes. Champaign, Illinois.
Champaign, Illinois.
Welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. What's your opinion?
My opinion is that, first of all, I want to give you some hope there. You were talking to Darlene, and let's all stay in a hopeful mood here. You know, the worst case scenario, you know, I'm older and I've seen so many miracles in my lifetime that I definitely am not giving hope on giving up hope on God and America and God being able to turn America around. He needs to turn our hearts toward Him, and He's doing it every day because things are getting worse and worse, and people are going to finally realize that they need God the most. So I just want to say that. So don't give up hope. On the show especially, show all those that we are still in the fight. We're not going to give up the fight, you know, because we know how the ending turns out. So that's my first comment. The other comment is that, no, the Constitution is not too old. My Bible is older than that. All the information in there is older than that. I've been able to apply it for 62 years of my life, and there's no situation that I can't find out how to deal with it in the Bible. There's no situation that I can't turn, you know, my heart toward God and be able to solve that in some type of a way, you know, and to rest in His peace whenever I need it. So,
cool.
The Constitution is definitely not too old.
Thank you, Luann.
That was Darlene, actually. I think we went to
That was Luann. Champaign, Illinois. We already talked to Darlene.
Oh, okay.
I talked to Darlene.
I'm sorry.
Let's go to line three. John in Kentucky, listening to Sirius XM and the Baldwin McCullough broadcast. Hi, John. How are you?
All right, and yourself. Just a few things. You guys' history is a little, I don't want to say wrong, but, like, it's just a little off. And some of the things that you said.
Outstanding, John. If you don't mind, brother, please correct us.
Okay. As far as when you said that the country saw slavery as a great moral wrong, so you get the 13th and 14th Amendment, that's true, but not true. The states that were still part of the Union, obviously they voted for the 13th Amendment, and the
John, did the 13th and 14th Amendments become law?
Hold on, but the former slave states couldn't come into the Union. They never really got a chance to vote on whether the 13th or 14th Amendment should be the amendment. That was the only way.
But they enjoined the Constitution and the rest of the states of the Union. So the 13th and 14th.
That's a big difference. That's a big difference in saying that all of the states.
Okay. So we messed up slavery. What else did we get wrong tonight?
Okay. The gay marriage. Whether you feel gay marriage is right or wrong, the problem that you're having and the problem that the Supreme Court is having is that once someone gets married in another state, they fall under Article 4 of the Constitution.
They actually don't, but that's the way that people on the other side of the argument are talking about it.
Right, but it's the same thing as the 1967 case.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to
to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
86.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're coming into the last few minutes here. It's been...
Are you licking your teeth? You
well,
are.
Well, sometimes I pray that you won't have me do the return.
You stuck something sweet and chewy and nuggety in there during the break, didn't you?
But and I mean, literally, as it was going down, I was simultaneously inhaling for the oxygen to start speaking.
Welcome.
Is that what I'm doing?
I'm back to Baldwin McCullough.
No, that's not good. But just
oh, you want me to do the break?
Yes, there's a few more minutes left here. And what callers we have left, Kevo?
Frank in Redding, California. Line 2. Frank, are you there?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for being here.
I don't know how constructive or feasible this concept is, but let's just pause it for a moment that America was built on an idea, okay? On the Founding Fathers' idea that we were Christians, that their intent was to have a Christian nation. So if it's based on a place, and that place can change with the flavor of ice cream, whatever they want that month, you know. Let's take that idea and transplant it somewhere. Start our own nation somewhere.
Where do you find the land?
I don't know. But I mean, if they want the country, let them have it.
Well, there have been people that, Frank, you're not, it's really, it's not feasible, obviously. But there have been people that have joked about putting a big fence around New York and California and just letting them be whatever they want to be.
We'll talk about this later.
And keep the rest of the country the way it's been.
I think that's where it's all headed.
I don't. Have Texas secede from the Union and we'll do it there. They should be open for it.
I think I think
Governor Perry's running ads in every state saying bring your business to Texas.
Yeah.
There you go.
But I think it's inevitable the way things are going.
That's where we're headed.
That people are going to start. My wife and I are talking about moving out of New York.
Well, I actually had a conversation, and this is going to seem really funny, but Christmas followed the elections, right? So we happened to have some friends that happened to own some properties outside of the U.S., and I said, dude, where do you go when there's no place to be anymore?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, come see me. We can talk.
Well, obviously, though, I think it's safe to say there are Christian-friendly states and progressive liberal-friendly states. I think that's where it's going to go. I think that's the direction we're headed.
It's already somewhat done that. But here's my problem. I am a believer in the God who made us. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I don't shy away from that. I don't hide that. We do this program on secular stations all across the country, and I say it every week. But here's the thing. I feel like if all of the Christians, for instance, leave New York City, then where's going to be the light of truth in New York City?
But it's relevant.
That would be akin to having the Holy Spirit.
But it's relevant to what you said before. It's relevant to what you said before.
Quickly.
What you said before is, if it's too late, it's too late. And if it's too late for New York,
we're all toast. Have a great week. Seriously.
We're not all toast.
We're toast.
God bless.
Bye.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder, Dr.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B, Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at jasonlewisteam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at jasonlewisteam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.